You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Morning, welcome to the show, Snow FM Breakfast, Simo and Jordan, hanging out 4 minutes gone on your six.
Hey Simo, I kicked off this morning with the best way possible.
Did you?
Alright, I'll let you know this. And you let me know if you can think of a better way to start your day.
Is there two sides of the bed in your household, or have you got the bed up against a wall?
No, I've got the bed up against the wall, It wasn't getting out of a different side of the bed.
Yeah, you can't possibly get it wrong in the mornings if you're keeping it consistent.
Well, unless it's consistently the wrong side of the bed.
Yeah, then you're stuffed.
That would be bad. No, but Simo, what I did this morning, brand new socks.
Oh, yeah, fresh ones.
There is nothing better, straight out of the packet.
Yeah.
There's nothing better than brand new socks.
Yeah, that's right up there. Have they got
silky soft and
have they got like cool little designs on them or?
No, they're just sort of plain white socks. They are brand new, super soft, and they kind of slide around.
How long do they last for you?
How long the socks last?
Yeah,
it's not how much they last, but how long it takes until I lose them.
Oh yeah, right. So
yeah, it's weird. They just all go missing.
That is very true. When you put them in the wash, that's my main principle behind odd socks. Because I just cannot be bothered to sort them once they come out the other side of that wash.
I got rid of all of my socks and then just bought a whole load of white socks.
Well,
therefore, if I lose one, it doesn't matter. You don't have to worry about matching up. It's just a lot easier.
If you got any socks to give, hit us up. Snow FM Breakfast.
Simo needs some socks because I'm all good.
Post Malone, this is Circles, kicking off our time together. One Republic wanted on a Snow FM Breakfast. About to land 18 minutes past 6, and Snow FM Breakfast is thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of Kuma Isuzu Ute.
And Simo, I want to talk about baths this morning. What's the longest bath you think you've taken in your life?
Like a couple of hours. Bath time, it's not something that I get into, but lots of people do. Should we get in the kind of the mood? Should we like set a tone?
We're not having a bath now.
But it's okay.
We're at work. Please remain fully clothed.
People say that.
Normally put on some Barry White, like you say, you got some wine, bath bombs, bit of reading maybe.
Yeah.
And just kind of really relax. What are people doing? Extended bath times?
Well, like, yeah, having a bath is a perfect way to just relax.
Yeah.
Heading into the evening or the weekend or whatever, but. So your longest bath is what, a couple of hours maybe?
Yeah, a couple of hours max.
Well, Simo, there is a study that is taking place. People are looking for 20 volunteers to stay in a bath for 5 days straight.
I get a bit of eczema if I spend extended amount of time waterlogged.
Maybe this isn't for you, though. This is also to do with the European Space Agency.
Right.
Which is looking for 20 women. They've already done these tests on males, so now they're looking for women. To stay in a bath for 5 days straight to test what the effects of weightlessness is on the human body.
Okay.
Well, Simo, here's my thing. So you're in a bath for 5 days straight. Here you go. I've got a picture of that's when the test was being carried out on men a while back.
Right.
Here's the thing. So you're in the bath for 5 days straight. You can't get out. You have to stay there laying in the bath for 5 days straight. So Simo,
what are you doing? Like, how do you pass the time?
I mean, yes, that is one thing. How do you pass the time?
Heck of a lot of Netflix.
You definitely want to have a Netflix subscription.
Like, you can't play solitaire with real cards unless they float. It's difficult.
You would need to get waterproof cards. Yeah. Yes, I grudge you that. But that's not... These are all issues.
Yeah.
But I fear that the issue that I'm thinking of is perhaps more of one. I'm going to call these all side issues.
Right. So which is the issue eluding me?
The toilet situation.
Oh, hell, yeah. Jeez, you're a thinker.
You can't get out of the bath.
Really, you can't, not even to go.
No.
Ugh. Someone's obviously, like, doing cleaning as you go then.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. And you can't get out, you can't go to the bathroom, so you have to just stay there floating for 5 days. For maybe the first hour or so, it'd be fun. But then afterwards, you kind of realise what you're floating in.
Someone doing the test, though, would come in and just, like, dump in another, like, bucket of chlorine. Like, it'll, like, care of itself.
I mean, you'd hope so.
You know, same mentality as the swimming pool, like, in your local neighbourhood.
I mean, you'd hope so.
Yeah.
And that's one bath for sure. I'm definitely not going to get in after someone else.
Yeah, swimming around in your own filth is one thing.
Swimming around in someone else's filth.
That's 10 times worse.
Only 10?
1,000?
Keep going.
Well, it takes a lot to become an astronaut, I guess. But the water...
That's not something... You know, astronauts are, you know, quite cool in media and all this sort of stuff. When you now have to think that to become an astronaut, you have to swim around in your own filth for 5 days.
Yeah, they do a lot of pooing themselves, the astronauts, actually.
Yeah, all of a sudden, Buzz Aldrin, less cool.
No, because that does happen, like, at a certain amount of G-force as well.
Does it?
Yeah, like, once you go on a certain amount of speed and then there's, like, lack of gravity and stuff, I think they do...
So that's why that spacesuit's so big. It's not to kind of deal with the vacuum of space. It's just to store feces.
I think they are well acclimatized to the fact, like, I don't think they have any pride left for the people trying to become astronauts. They're like, this, the body, you know, we're doing something completely unnatural, so there's going to be some things that go down.
I now completely understand why they have the parade.
Completely understand why I wanted to be an astronaut when I was a kid. Now I'm glad I didn't. Birds of Tokyo, Snow FM. Only the young on Snow FM, Breakfast, Taylor Swift, Simo and Jordan hanging out.
And now, Simo, if you were walking into your kitchen at home to make yourself some food and you saw a cockroach, quite a large cockroach, on the counter there on the work surface.
We've been through this. The kitchen isn't my domain, but I'm right here with you.
What's your plan of attack? What do you abandon the idea of food? Do you grab a shoe or something to hit the cockroach with? Or do you just live simultaneously with the six-legged creature?
Geez, in my scenario, very rarely am I in the kitchen to do any cooking.
That is a very good point.
Normally it's to go to the fridge for some kind of juice.
Okay, well, the cockroach was between you and the juice.
Which means I can go absolute hell for leather with, you know, any kind of spray that I like.
Mm.
More smart, more safe. What is it?
Cockroach spray. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, Simo, a student in Queensland has gone viral because of their reaction to this exact situation.
Oh, is it flames? There's flames, isn't there?
There is not flames.
Oh, come on.
You've gone one end of the spectrum and we are going completely the other end of the spectrum.
Oh, water?
No.
Oh, okay.
So you've assumed that this guy...
Earth, wind and fire.
No. So, Simo, you've assumed that this guy is trying to come up with ingenious ways to kill the cockroach.
Oh, they became friends.
No, this is not what the guy does.
All right.
So this guy has put an ad on Gumtree offering someone $20 to come and deal with the cockroach because he is so terrified of it.
Oh, dear.
I've got the actual ad here. Would you like me to read it for you?
Yeah, go for it. Yep.
So this was posted on Gumtree. Need a cockroach dead right now, ASAP. I like that he said right now and ASAP, which kind of meant the same thing. Minor issue.
Please ensure this gets done.
Need a cockroach dead right now, ASAP. We'll pay $20 cash for the task. Location, somewhere in the open living room / kitchen.
Hmm.
You must bring your own spray if needed. I only have thongs, a cloth and a broom. Please respond ASAP. I'm hungry.
You should say underneath I'm like severely underprepared for this and I was not prepared for this scenario.
Well, exactly, yes. So this has gone viral, so much so that this student, it's a 24-year-old student, he hasn't given his name, but he has done interviews about it.
That's great.
With like newspapers. And he said, it's terrifying me. I'm too mentally stressed and I was like, I don't want to deal with this now.
It is becoming the future, that whole task manager thing. I think AirTask is another one that people do.
Yeah, AirTask. So
are you familiar with it?
Yes.
See, I've only just learnt about this side of the internet.
So AirTask, if you post like, you need to clean this room or need to clean a car or change a light bulb or something, and then people come around and do it. But that wasn't where this was posted. This was posted on Gumtree.
Right.
So anyway, if you saw this ad and you just happened to be free... And nearby.
No, I would not bother.
Really?
No.
What price was it? So $20 is what he's offering. Is it a price thing or is it just, can't be bothered?
Yeah, legit. Like, I feel like I want to respect this guy.
Hmm.
That's probably why I wouldn't take his money. Like, if I'm going to go around there and deal with it.
Free.
Yeah, if I'm going to go around and do it, like if I'm at a loose end and haven't got much else happening... Yeah, I'll come and take care of it for you and just, you know, have a chat. I don't need your money. I don't want your cockroach blood money.
Well, he's good. This guy said that multiple people did respond to his ad. Just no one responded seriously.
Assassins, they all are.
Everyone kind of thought it was a joke.
Hmm.
But he said, no, this is not a joke. So the cockroach remains... In his house, in his kitchen.
Okay, right. So he's going to have to come to terms with that at some point.
Well, Simo, he has come to terms with it. I'm going to hand you the article here. I just wanted you to read the line that I've just highlighted.
All right, I'm into
about
this.
About how the guy deals with the situation.
He said, while the roach remains in the house, he has been able to retrieve food by covering himself in a blanket and face mask. I'm in good spirits today.
Well, it's probably because he had takeaway.
There you go. So how, does he have housemates?
Unclear at this point. I don't know why, if he would, the housemates wouldn't help out with the situation. Maybe they're terrified as well.
Well, that, and if you see your housemate waltzing through the house in a face mask and what else?
What was it? A face mask
and fully covered.
Cover himself in a blanket.
Yeah.
You may think that the situation may not be a cockroach and maybe something else.
Yeah, if you're hosting other friends and there's Scott waltzing down the hallway in a mask and a blanket.
Don't worry, that's just Scott.
Yeah, he's just... Scott's fine.
That's just something he does.
Yeah, just let him go.
Just get used to it.
Hey, Scott! Milky chance now. Illy, Scarlett Stevens as well. 20 minutes on the way to 8, Snow FM, at breakfast. Simo and Jordan right here with you for your Wednesday. And we're talking many, many, many dollars.
Billions and 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 billions and
no one has ever been richer than you are at this moment. Maybe we could launder the money.
So you've decided to become a coin collector, Jordan?
Well, Simo, you said we're talking about millions and millions of dollars.
Billions and billions.
I mean, I hate to bring the mood down.
Yep.
But we're actually only talking about one.
Only one?
$1. Oh. Not 1 billion or anything like that.
Okay.
Just $1. Because it has been recently revealed that a little mistake with $1 coins printed in the year 2000 could actually be worth, I believe they're worth up to $3,000.
So since you found this out, you've been fishing through all the $1 coins that you own?
Yes, I found the $1 coins, all the $1 coins that I currently own.
Have you been scrambling? Have you been changing over money at local tills?
No.
Yeah, I think that's coming though, isn't it?
Definitely.
Yeah.
So yeah, I have been looking through my wallet for $1 coins. Turns out I have two. I have two $1 coins.
And I also looked up the definition of what a coin collector is.
Oh yeah, is it Maximus Meruelius or whatever you said it was?
Yeah, I assumed it had an X in it because I always found it too complicated to try and remember. Numismatics is the study and collection of coins, banknotes, and medals. So you are now officially Jordan Numismatics.
Yeah, I'll take that.
You sound like a superhero.
I really do. Is it a bird? Is it a plane?
No,
it's Jordan Numismatics. I think that works.
Yeah, numismatics, go for it. So if you've got a ruler there by the looks of it.
Yeah, so I've got two $1 coins. What you are looking at to see if you've got one of these special coins is it has to be printed in the year 2000, or minted, I think is the technical term, in the year 2000.
Mate, you've been doing research.
I know I have. And the Queen's Head, which is on the back of the coin.
Yep.
Has to be... So apparently the mistake was they were accidentally printed with the 10 cent size Queen's Head, if that makes sense.
Yeah, well, the Queen sees absolutely everything that you do in the Commonwealth.
Exactly.
She's in everyone's pocket, mate.
And the 10 cent Queen's Head is about 1.4 millimetres smaller than what the $1 is.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
So, Simo, I've got my two $1 coins here. Just gonna measure them up and see... The live measuring.
Are you measuring Elizabeth's head right now?
I am. It seems weird when you say it like that, but that's what I'm doing. All right, no, it's not that one.
Ooh.
That one I haven't... Oh, this actually looks a bit... That looks a bit smaller.
All right. What you got?
Hang on, just before I measure it, Simo, okay, you have a look. Does one of those... One of those looks a lot smaller than the other.
Okay.
Just handed Simo some money, which I know is very dangerous.
Which means you'll never see it again.
Do you see what I mean? Does it look smaller to you, or is it just, maybe it's just me and I'm trying to make it seem smaller?
Geez, you're not wrong.
So it could be.
Maybe.
All right, so it has to be one.
So the one, is it the $1 coin?
Yeah, the $1 coin. This is only $1 coin. So, of course, the $2 coins, the Queen's Head would be smaller because the $2 coin is smaller.
Didn't you say that when they were minted, is it pre-2000 or in 2000?
I know it has to be. Oh, yeah, no, I didn't look when they were minted.
Yeah, nice one, mate. That's the first thing you do.
Yeah, so they have to be in the year 2000.
Yeah, no, the one's minted 1995, the other one's 2016.
All right, okay, sorry for quashing. I was trying to be rich. You just ruined my... Actually, give me the coins back.
Here you go.
See if I was trying to put those coins in his pocket. Okay, just for the hell of it, I'm just going to measure it anyway.
The reason I even knew that is because I've been trained by my father. It's like the Jedi arts. I've been trained in numismatics.
Yeah, no, I did. Yeah, I've just measured it. No, it's the exact same size. It just looks a bit smaller.
First things first, always check the dates. Check them well.
For food and coins.
Lunch money, Lewis. Now, here's the bills. Jordan didn't make any money just then.
Well, I made $2. Yeah. That's something.
That's living. Snow FM. Samantha Jade, always on Snow FM Breakfast. Simo and Jordan just hanging out this morning on the way to your 8 o'clock news, sport, weather as well.
And Simo, you've been really into the Survivor TV show, which is happening around at the moment, so much so
that
you've roped everyone in the Snow FM office here to be in Radio Snowviver.
Yes, so many twists, so many blindsides, so many alliances and cutthroats, and it's tactical, it's strategy, it's social, it's everything you want in a game.
Now, each day, one person from the office gets voted off. Yesterday, we actually had a tie. Two people had most votes to go. They were myself.
Yes.
And someone that we work with here in the office named Rick.
And you guys went to, it was a 1v1 challenge. And,
it was a challenge of luck, wasn't it?
That's right, we flipped a coin.
Yeah, we just flipped a coin. We don't quite have the same budget as the Survivor TV show.
And because when we last eliminated someone in a challenge scenario, fire was involved in an office, and it was a bit hectic, if I'm honest.
Yeah, I think the coin flipping a coin is probably easier and safer.
So we flipped a coin. Rick was then ousted.
Which means Jordan reigns supreme!
Jordan, you're hanging on by the skin of your teeth.
Well, I mean, I'm in for yet another day. Let's find out if I can hang in again.
Yeah, votes have been cast. Here is Snowviver with the final five.
Today, I am voting for Beck. I was meant to be in alliance with her for yesterday's votes, but she chose to vote for somebody else. So, bye-bye, Becky.
Jazz, mate, get rid of friggin' George, will ya?
George, you reckon?
Get him. Get him.
All right, I'll put there. J-A-W-S.
Oh, it looks like my handwriting is rare.
Okay, my vote goes to Gary because that boy here, loose cannon.
All right, now that Rick's gone, he doesn't have access to the microphone, so I'm going to start spreading rumours about him. I saw him punching a baby seal the other day. Good. I'm going to vote for Maddie today, just because I can.
It's Maddie Ray here from The Workday. I'm voting for Beck. I think the numbers are on Beck. I think if she's not gone by the end of today, then she might win the thing. So she's got to go now.
Is it?
I thought it was me for sure because I had a chat with Maddie before he cast his vote. He's very keen on voting for me.
I love the fact, like, Maddie, on our workday here at Snow FM, the bloke is the most tactical guy going.
I know.
He's absolutely on it. He knows where people are voting, knows where the numbers are, and he's just sending people home left, right and centre. He was responsible for me going out. I think he was responsible for M's. Mate, that now, bloke is a power player.
So just to recap, so Beck got two votes.
Yes.
I think she was the only one that got two votes. Everyone else only got one.
Beck has been booted, as it were.
Is officially out.
Yes.
By the way, I should just explain. Gaz and Rick, they both call me Jaws. I don't know why.
No idea.
So whenever you hear Jaws, that's me. I don't know why.
And that is the final horn for Beck, who is now out of Snowviver, which leaves down to the final four, I reckon. So we've got Rachel G from Admin and Maddie Ray, who have formed a very strategic partnership. The power couple. It's seen a lot in actual Survivor on the nightly basis. So they've taken the pointers. They've done their research. You and Gaz are, mate, I reckon you guys are stuffed.
We've been at each other this whole time.
So best of luck for tomorrow, Jordan.
Well, I'll keep my fingers crossed.
Side Effects on Snow FM Breakfast. Simo and Jordan right here with you. And I assume there's no side effects to what you're going to recommend next.
No.
All right.
Well, Simo, if you've ever wanted to bum like Kim Kardashian, but don't want to go to the gym or have the surgery or whatever that she does.
Right.
I bring you good news.
Okay.
Because you don't have to.
All right. So if you want to be, would you say it's an attractive look?
I'd say it has potential to be attractive.
All right. So what are we dealing with?
Okay. So this is a Swedish invention. Any guesses before we get into it?
Considered by beautifulpeople.com to be the highest percentage of attractiveness out of all countries in the world. So if it's a Swedish design, we're in luck.
All this is two Swedish artists have teamed up with a fashion designer to create a product entitled, wait for this, The Bum.
The Bum!
What the bum contains is a pair of shorts.
Yes.
With their extra padding at the rear.
Oh.
In a buttocks type shape.
Right, so even if you don't got it, you can get it, then flaunt it.
Yes. Oh. Head on over to SnowFM Instagram story if you want to check out the pictures. Simo, there is a picture.
Right.
I'm just handing you a picture now of someone wearing the bum. Your thoughts?
Oh, okay. Interesting. So it's padded.
Yeah, so it's like a pair of shorts, but with like a padded cushion at the rear in a buttocks shape.
Really weird.
Very odd. I think the idea is you wear this and then put pants over it, and then you can make it seem as if that is your actual buttocks. Because if you're just wearing it out and about, it does look a bit weird. I'll grant you that.
So would you wear something like this?
In
any case. So I'm saying, like, because this is almost similar to, what is it, I don't even know when the corset was in use. Is that in the 40s?
I don't even know what a corset is. A
corset is one of those ones that, like, Elizabethan women were using, which is, like, it keeps everything together. It's like a...
Oh, is that, like, the thing that they put sort of around their waist
that
really makes them really skinny and then the hips go out?
Tightens sort of everything up.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't wear one of them.
Yeah, but, so, like, anything in that vicinity. So, like, I think there's, like, probably, like, male abs that you could probably get. You know,
I've actually bought. We've spoken before on the show about my habit of buying things online.
Have you got like a pair of abs just in the house somewhere?
I did.
Oh, nice.
I did. I bought them as a present for someone else. So they're a pair of. Like it gives you like a six pack and pecs and all that sort of stuff, and you kind of put it on kind of over your shoulders like a backpack but reversed type thing would be the best way of describing it. And then if you put a tight fitting shirt on top, it does look as if you're ripped underneath.
You've got to be kidding me.
The only problem is your arms are still skinny as.
So you got to buy. It's like a set. It's a set. So you got to buy, you know,
you got to
buy
that. You've got to buy the arms one. Now you've got to buy the bum.
You got to buy it all.
I know. You've got everything. Don't bother going to the gym. Just come ripped with like a bodysuit underneath.
Really odd, because then it would just be like your head would be, you'd be like one of those guys where your neck sits like really low, or your head sits really low on your shoulders, and everything else is like oversized. Like a turtle.
I'd be one of those guys. I'd be like a turtle with a massive bum.
Here's DJ Khaled.
Simo was speechless in that remark.
I'm the one, Snow FM. Rules Painkiller on 97.7 Snow FM. Simo and Jordan right here with you, waking you up, and Snow FM breakfast carrying a ride on through to 10.
And Simo, it's time to have a look at what's making news today with Today in Tabloids.
Today in Tabloids, all thanks to McDonald's.
Today, Junior!
Today's the day!
This one breaking this morning involving Harry Styles, apparently mugged at knife point.
Ooh.
Happens on Valentine's Day, but only just reaching the tabloids this morning. A former One Direction singer confronted by a man demanding cash, and apparently it was all over pretty quick. Harry remained calm, and they're investigating who the hell it was now.
Harry was unhurt, I assume?
Yep.
That's a good news.
Yeah, so, I mean, just the mental side of things, it'd shake you up a bit, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it's a crazy thing to happen.
Also, a scorned wife shames cheating husband, this is making headlines this morning, by spray painting a brutal message on a mattress. So the mattress is chucked out of the house and chucked on the sidewalk, effectively, to which the husband's come home because he's been up to some bad business.
I see.
And the other half, or the former other half, I should say.
Yes, got very much former.
Whipped out the red spray paint, which reads, husband's name, let's say it is Scott. Sorry for the Scots out there. Scott, take the bed to mistress's name, house. I'm divorcing you. I told the kids what you did in our bed, and they don't love daddy anymore.
I mean, you shouldn't cheat on your partner.
Yeah, you shouldn't cheat, full stop.
Serves him right.
But also, spray paint doesn't belong on a bed.
Yes, good point.
I've never seen it, actually.
Well, you have now.
Taylor Swift's father had to fight off a burglar, actually, in the last 48 hours. $4 million Florida penthouse, 3 bedrooms, 3 full baths. A 30-year-old, his name's Terrence, he used an emergency escape stairwell to climb 13 floors to enter this joint. Had a bit of a scuffle with Taylor Swift's dad. And then ended up winding himself up in court. I think he's got like a $50,000 bail at this point.
What is it with, like, is it just today that people are committing crimes against famous people?
Yeah, Taylor Swift's house, I think it's always been a thing. I remember a couple of years ago, Taylor Swift's house, there was some guy chucking stuff in the backyard.
Taylor, move house. Maybe go to a different neighbourhood. I don't think that one's working out for you.
The mother of Terrence, who did the breaking and entering, mentioned that her son just got lost.
Hang on. So that's the excuse for why this guy broke into the house.
Yeah, he got lost searching for his wife, apparently.
But don't you hate it when you're searching for your partner, you get lost and just accidentally end up breaking into a famous pop star's parents' house?
And have to climb 13 floors in order to get there.
God, it's so... remember that time when I accidentally climbed 13 floors without even realising?
Inconvenient.
Very inconvenient. They should have an elevator installed for burglars.
Here's the headline from this morning. Should we trust the Chinese-owned social media app TikTok?
Okay, so what is TikTok? Because I've kind of seen it pop around, but I kind of seen the name, but I don't know really what it is.
Okay, effectively, little dance videos you can make yourself that go for no longer than 10 seconds for copyright reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And so everyone, all the youngsters, the kids are making their own dance moves, sending them to each other for a bit of a lol.
Fair enough. It seems perfectly harmless, just on the surface at least.
The popular video sharing app's reputation for lighthearted fun apparently belies a much darker threat, with the Chinese government able to access data on over 1 billion TikTok users.
I thought, and I this could be completely wrong, but isn't it China is the one country in the world, or one of the few countries, where like Facebook and YouTube and all of the other social medias aren't allowed, are banned?
Oh, really?
I don't think YouTube's a thing in China. I could be wrong, but I don't think it is.
Brisbane's Big Boot is kicking up a fuss on social media. Australia is obsessed with large things.
So the Big Boot. Yeah, what is that?
It's like...
other than just a boot that's large.
You know how in Australia we've got like the big banana?
Yeah.
I think we've got the big... is it a crayfish? Kingfish?
We've got the big prawn.
That's the one.
We've got the big sheep. We've got the big...
big stuff everywhere.
What's the big opal, I think? Really? What's that? What's that thing that it just opens and there's like an oyster inside? Is that an oyster?
Oyster, yeah.
Actually, now I think about it, yeah, it's probably an oyster. Yeah, I think we've got a big one of them somewhere as well.
Well, in Brisbane, they've got the boot, and people saw a crane arrive, take the boot away.
Hang on, so the boot's been stolen.
Yeah, the boot's been taken, but...
what is it?
Completely above board. Apparently, it needs a bit of repair.
Okay.
The laces were in a bit of disrepute. So
it's not like old mate who's robbed Taylor Swift's house going, okay, Taylor Swift's house on Monday, Tuesday, heading down under to Australia, going to steal the big boot.
And they need to take the big boot to a big cobbler to take.
They need a big police officer to find the big boot.
That is today in tabloids. Lady Gaga, applause on Snow FM Breakfast. 25 minutes gone from your 9 into the workday. It is Simo and Jordan right here with you.
And Simo, we're talking an ingenious way to get some products delivered to you. Is that right?
Big time. So obviously trending in the news headlines, keeping everyone up to date with the coronavirus outbreak, particularly with that cruise ship, Diamond Princess.
Mm-hmm.
Right, been shipped off the coast of Tokyo, I reckon, all last week.
So that's
maybe even now.
So that's the cruise ship that I think one person or a couple of people have the coronavirus on that cruise ship, so therefore they have to keep all of the other passengers on the cruise ship so they don't kind of go off into the world and spread the disease.
Yeah, so it's precautionary quarantines, effectively. There's an Australian couple, Jan and Dave Binskin, from Queensland. They've chronicled their journey of boredom and booze online.
Well, yeah, I imagine it must get quite boring because the people in quarantine, they're not allowed to leave their room on the ship, so they can't sort of go roaming around.
1 hour walk on the deck every 4 to 5 days.
Okay, they can go walking around for 1 hour every 4 to 5 days.
Yes. So, I mean, not great,
yeah,
is it, for
a
cruise?
Look, I can see how that would get boring very quickly.
Well, they wanted something to do. Mm-hmm. So what they then decided to do is they hit up a... It's called the Naked Wine Club, right?
Interesting. Which must be that conjures up lots of images, none of which are pleasant.
Effectively just a brand. But what ended up happening was they got... somehow they managed to get wine delivered via drone to their quarantined exile on this cruise ship.
I mean,
Jan and Dave from Queensland. Well so, done. Given the Aussies a bad name, as I mean, per usual.
Okay, well, number one.
Yep.
Fantastic. Yeah, well done. Using your initiative.
That's intuition.
Number two. So this ship is just docked in Tokyo. So it's not like it's going around the world or whatever. It's just staying still.
Yep.
I mean, I can understand how from the people in charge of the cruise ship, perhaps they would be a bit concerning if they just saw a drone flying towards the ship with, I assume, some kind of bag underneath. I assume there could be perhaps a security threat.
I've got a quote here from Dave, which says, "Thank God for drones. The Japanese Coast Guard did not know what the was going on."
Yeah, again, you don't really want to mess with Coast Guards from any country.
I have to say, at this stage, you don't want to mess with Davo.
I mean, that is a good point as well.
Dave and Jan, they're the backbone of Queensland by the sounds of it.
So how did the drone, because like, I assume, I mean, I've got very little cruise ship knowledge, but they've only got a very kind of small balcony or perhaps a window or something like that.
Yeah.
So how would, and the drone's got very fast, sharp, spinny objects that make it fly?
Honestly, I'm not 100% sure how it went down, but they managed to get hold of two bottles of Pinot Noir delivered to their cabin door by drone.
Oh, to their door?
Yeah.
So it went inside.
Yeah, maybe the drone went down the stairs.
So the drone's got inside, down the stairs, through the bar.
Yeah.
Why not? It just went down the water slide just once for fun.
Yeah.
And then kind of in the elevator down to deck number three.
Made sure
down there. They're in room 607. All right. So we're at 607. Here we go. Knocked politely.
Yeah.
Somehow they managed to open the door and get the wine, which I don't think they're actually allowed to do.
Ask the drone if that it would like to stay for a glass before it leaves.
The drone had a glass of wine. Just one became many. And then the drone very tipsily flew out. Actually, that's a good point. Would the drone be able to leave, or would that now be in quarantine too?
Can't fly intoxicated, Jordan.
The drone's in quarantine. The drone can go back to its drone family. The drone kids are going, "Oh, where's Daddy Drone? Oh, he's in quarantine."
3,700 people aboard that entire vessel, so someone must have seen something before these two got hold of their two bottles of Pinot.
3,700 people on that ship,
yeah.
and currently 36,998 people going, "Oh, that was a good idea. Yeah. I really wish I had that idea."
Bloody Dave and Jan.
Pete Murray, always a winner. Snow FM, Simo and Jordan, 13 minutes on the way to 10.
And Simo, talking one of our favourite topics this morning, talking burgers.
Yes, I'm all about a burger.
Well, a burger has been launched at a fast food chain in New Zealand.
I've read this. I'm all over this.
Oh, so you know this?
I keep an eye on the burger news.
Of course, it's the most important news. Head on over to SnowFM Instagram story if you want to check out this burger and let us know what you reckon of it as well. So this burger, it's normal. It's between two pieces of bread.
Yep.
We have some tomato sauce. We have some mayonnaise. So far, not unusual.
Not insane. Not too crazy.
But this is the unusual ingredient, which is wedged smack bang in the middle of the two sauces and the bread.
Yes.
Chips.
Yes, the fry situation.
The French fries, they have put them in the burger. So it is literally a burger with French fries in, a couple of sauces, and that is it.
Now, do you know what this smells like to me?
The smell of a French fry burger.
It's again New Zealand trying to cut Aussie grass.
Why?
Because you know how they keep on claiming our stuff?
Well, I thought traditionally, isn't it the other way around? Don't we claim their stuff?
Whatever.
Russell Crowe. Yeah, he's an Aussie.
You're behind enemy lines. I see where you think your chip sandwich is battered.
Crowded House. Buttered. Yeah, they're an Aussie band, aren't they? Yeah.
No, well, Pavlova. Just Christmas just gone. There was a big argument about where Pavlova in fact originated, whether New Zealand or Australia. Turns out Pavlova, semi-French. Who would have thunk it? Pavlova.
Well, there you go.
So suck it.
Is this New Zealand trying to steal Australia? Yeah, but chips aren't local to Australia.
Yeah, but the chips...
Chips, I feel, are worldwide.
The chip sandwich is definitely an Aussie invention.
Is it?
Yeah, for
I've
sure.
I've never heard of a chip sandwich.
Really?
In Australia
no,
all my
I've
life.
Seen it done. My dad's done it. Like, growing up, it was definitely something that I have foreseen.
So what's happening is New Zealand are stealing the Simo family recipe.
Just Aussies in general. It's been done for
really?
Yonks.
I've never... Okay. Yeah. I tell you what, that's 64572977. Give us a call. Is the chip sandwich a thing? Have you heard of it before?
Yes, absolutely I have.
Because I'd never have. I've never had a French fry sandwich.
If you haven't, you're lying.
No, I never have, and I'm not lying. And okay. I've never seen it on any menu ever worldwide. 64572977. Give us a call.
Granted, it's not normally a menu item. It's more of a... It typically is a home recipe. Like, it's something you do at home.
Yeah.
Because I, myself, with chips, you don't want to just whack them all into a sandwich because that's carbs on carbs.
Yeah.
Right? You want to, like, spread your carbs out, which is why chips are great, because you go one at a time, do a bit of dipping, and you think it...
So what? Who goes chips one at a time? Like,
seriously? I do. I really do, yeah.
You just grab a handful.
No. You go one... Do a bit of a dip.
Okay, 64572977. Do you eat chips one at a time as well?
I think you should, and I don't think you should just waste all of the chips on a, you know, four or five bites inside a burger. Keep it, okay, you know, wholesome.
So you would like to... Well, you have given this burger a go, haven't you?
Yeah.
Okay, so what happens? Traditionally, when you have a burger, you will have chips on the side. What do you have on the side whilst eating French fries?
Onion rings, Jordan.
Or just a beef patty.
Yeah, good point.
Ronan Keating, love it when we do. Snow FM, Simo and Jordan hanging out through until 10.
And Simo, this morning we've been talking all the big issues. New Zealand Burger Company.
That's right.
Has released a brand new burger with nothing but French fries in it.
Yeah, and you'd never heard of it, but Richard. Good morning, Richard. How are you?
Good morning, fellas.
Now, he knows about the chip sandwich situation, right? Which you do not.
Yeah, correct. As I said, growing up with an English father, I think it was a classic English sandwich. It was called the chip butty. And living with them as a kid, they were beautiful. Hot chips, fresh bread, and a good old dog sauce.
So what do you reckon about the New Zealanders trying to claim this as like a new thing? Not on?
Not on. Yeah, claim everything we've got for many years, we know that.
Exactly right. So I reckon we start to use a Richard to say that, like, we've got to reclaim the Pav, we've got to reclaim the chip sandwich, we've got to reclaim Russell Crowe.
No, they can keep him.
Okay, you don't want him?
Not a fan of Gladiator, Richard?
Oh, I love the movie. It was excellent.
Yeah, good. It'd be a good watch with a nice chip. What was it? A chip buddy.
Again, I've never heard of this. And Richard, like you said, you've all got English parents. I've got English parents too, and I have never heard of this ever being a thing. But apparently, maybe I'm the only one. Am I the only one? I hope I'm not.
No, I think you're fine. There's plenty of people who've eaten them before, and still will.
All right,
they're
Richard.
Yummy.
All right, Richard. I posed this question to Simo before, and he couldn't really answer. So traditionally, with a normal, say, a beef or a chicken burger, you have chips on the side. With a chip burger, what do you have on the side? Do you have like a side salad or just more chips?
Just more chips, I'd say. Yeah.
Onion rings, right?
Onion
rings, good choice.
See?
Yeah.
Bang on. Right on it.
Okay,
cannot argue.
Okay, clearly I'm going to go and have to have a chip sandwich for lunch.
With onion rings.
With onion
chip
rings.
Chip buddy.
Chip buddy. Richard,
chip buddy.
Cheers for the call this
Thank
morning,
you.
Mate.
Thank you, fellas.
Beautiful. I'm so glad that there's people out there that are trying to educate you, Jordan.
I mean, clearly I thought I knew a lot about burgers. I thought that it was my specialist topic. But clearly I've got to hit the books after the show.
Here's the Sugar Babes. Let's get this one on. Red Dress, throwing back on Snow FM. Simo and Jordan, and a bit of education going down. Chip Buddy, your English parents let you down by the sounds of it.
This is what schools should be teaching today. Forget maths.
This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, listen to Snow FM from 6 to 9 weekdays.